Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the final lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen in for the words mope and vendor.
Ah, yes, another beautiful day in the city. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and a man who shoots meat out of his hands is about to rob a bank.
Let me guess, you're gonna rob the bank.
You don't seem very surprised.
I think you mean surprised, and no, I'm not. I mean, this is the third time you've robbed the bank this week.
Really? Does your job ever start to feel boring?
No, Butcher, never. No, this is like jumping out of planes. Anyway, you want the money or not, because I'm pretty sure any second, Word Girl is gonna just swoop.
Hold it right there, Butcher!
Called it.
Called what? What's going
on? Corned beef kapow! What's with you guys?
Butcher, are you feeling okay?
I don't really know, Word Girl.
Well, try again. You know, I don't want to take you down without a fight. Where's the sport in that?
Oh, thanks. All right, here goes. Chicken pot pie! I'm not feeling it.
Nothing.
No, it's not working. I don't believe this. I've lost my ability to summon meat. All right, go ahead. You gonna arrest me now, Word Girl?
Well, you haven't really done anything wrong, except for moping a bit. Is something bothering you?
I don't know. Stealing stuff, shooting meat, going to jail. Maybe it's just getting a little routine.
Well, then it sounds like a perfect time for you to quit your life of crime and become a law-abiding citizen.
You're kidding, right? That kind of sounds boring, too.
Do you have a vending machine here? I told my sidekick that this would be an all-you-can-eat battle.
Go right into the hole.
Thank you.
Later, over at the Botsford house.
Oh, I'm bored.
Gosh, what's going on around here? You sound just like the Butcher. He's bored and moping around just like you.
How do you know that?
How do I know what?
That the Butcher is moping.
What Butcher?
Oh, never mind. Just let me get back to being bored.
Hey there, TJ. What's wrong?
I'm bored.
A Botsford? Bored? What? What is going on?
TJ, that word is not even in the Botsford vocabulary.
So let's pick a super fun activity and say bye-bye to this Botsford boredom bug. Woo!
Where are we going?
I was thinking we could visit the Bundt Cake exhibit at the museum!
No.
Nah.
No.
There must be a way to pick a family activity that everyone will agree on. Something that will stop all this moping.
Bundt Cake!
No.
Meanwhile, on the other side of town...
If I can't summon the meats, I can't rob banks. But robbing banks has become boring. This is a problem. I guess there's only one thing I can do.
Ah, my son!
Hi, Pop!
What are you doing here?
Well, I think I've lost my ability to summon the meat.
It's okay, son. This can happen even to the best supervillains.
Hey, Pop, you think I can stay with you for a while?
Come on in and tell your old man all about it. But I won't have you moping around the house all day.
No, I know, I know. Hey, you want to go out and steal some dinner or something?
I'm afraid you're on your own, son. I have to go to work.
Work? You work? What happened to supervillain Kid Potato?
I had to retire, Kid Potato, after I hurt my back firing a whole lot of Org Gratton. I overdid it with the cheese. I'm a vendor at the ballpark now.
A vendor? What's a vendor?
A vendor is a person who sells things. A vendor at a ball game usually sells hot dogs or peanuts. Hey, come work with me. With your background in the meats, you'd be a natural.
Huh. A vendor. And it's not boring?
No, it's fun. And the best part is, you get to see all the games for free.
Huh. Okay, Pop, I'll do it.
Yes! Meat and potatoes together again. This time as vendors. Sit up straight. You're slouching.
All right.
The next day at the baseball stadium.
Ah, yes, baseball!
What a beautiful day for a family activity. Thanks, honey.
Don't thank me. Thank the Family Adventure Activity Wheel.
You probably could have left the wheel at home, Dad.
I know, but I just love it so much. I did have to buy another ticket for it, though.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Look at this. Father and son vendors. I love it. All right, get to work, boys.
Don't worry, kiddo. You're gonna do great. Just do what I do. Get your hot dogs here. Hot dogs.
Okay. Doesn't seem too hard. Hot dogs, peanuts, sticky stuff.
You're moping! A good vendor never mopes! Give us some energy!
All right.
Hot dogs! Get your hot dog!
There you go.
All right. Hot dogs!
The butcher? Working as a vendor?
What's with you and the butcher?
What butcher? What?
Becky, you just said that...
Mom, Dad, Bob and I are gonna go get some snacks, okay?
Okie dokie, hurry backy, Becky.
I love it.
Listen to my stomach. If I don't get a hot dog with onions soon, I'll eat my hat.
Hot dog, please.
Let's see. Hot dog, onions.
Excuse me, but are you the butcher?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, I was.
Of course, I've never met you, but I have read about you in the paper. You were a very good criminal in your day and quite a challenge for me. I mean, for Word Girl.
Yeah, trying to work here.
Hot dog, over here, please.
Do you want me to eat my hat? Because I'll do it if I don't get a ballpark snack. Pronto.
Yeah, I'm coming. All right, yeah. Yeah, kid, I'm a vendor now. See?
Oh, well, then I'll take two hot dogs, please.
Okay.
I'm not playing. Where's my food?
How am I supposed to send so much food in so many directions at once? Wait a minute. Who had the dogs with onions?
Who? Over here.
Hey, it worked.
Hey.
Right at you. All right. Hamburger hammer.
Got it.
Pastrami attack. Bratwurst glass to the newlyweds in the back.
That's my boy!
Later, the butcher reports back to the vending boss.
Wait, hold on. This is all I get?
Yeah, well, technically today's a training day for you. You aren't supposed to be paid at all, but you did such a good job you shouldn't leave empty-handed.
Hey, that's not fair!
Sorry, I'm the vending boss, and you're the vendor. And those are the rules.
No, I'm the butcher, and you're gonna give me all the money now!
Hey, someone, help! That vendor stole all the money!
Hammerwurst Whammo! The butcher's back, baby! Now give me all your money! Pork chop chop!
The butcher is back to his evil ways! Dad, we're gonna go get more napkins.
Okie dokie, hurry backy!
Third one.
Sausage Cyclone!
Well, I see you've stopped moping.
Yes, I have stopped moping. I think. I don't exactly know what moping means, so...
Well, to mope means to feel sad or glum. You were moping when you were bored and you lost your superpowers.
Oh, well then you're right. I have stopped moping.
Good catch, Huggy.
No fear. Two against one.
Pop?
The name is Kid Potato.
I thought you retired, Kid Potato.
You gotta do what you gotta do, and in your family, it's throw food.
I knew you'd get your powers back.
How'd you know?
It's who we are. Now let's send this little girl and her pet Lima back to the library.
Who you calling? villain little girl.
Potato pie pound! Hamburger hammer! Boy, that guy can chew.
You ain't kidding.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the ballpark where we are in the middle of a dandy. Word Girl is battling the butcher and his dad, Kid Potato. Let's watch the action on the field.
Whole lot of grit with extra cheese! There goes the back.
Oh, Pop.
Uh-oh, it looks like Kid Potato is hurt and Huggy is stumped. It's just Word Girl and the butcher now.
I got you now, Word Girl. You ready, sister? Meatball Mayhem!
Easy on the back. Easy now. Overdid it with the cheese again.
Hey, Pop. I'm sorry you came out of retirement just to get arrested and sent back to jail.
It's okay. It's okay. As long as I'm sharing a jail with you, I'll be happy.
Sweet buttered popcorn! You two were gone for a long time.
Becky, where were you? You missed the most awesome baseball game ever.
We did? Who won?
I don't know, but we saw Word Girl battle it out with the Butcher and Kid Potato. We gotta come here every Saturday.
I think we need to leave that decision up to the Family Adventure Activity Wheel.
Okay, baby. Give me bun cake. Give me bun cake. Come on, Lady Luck. Give me.
And there you have it. Word Girl gets the victory over the villainous vendors and finally brings an end to all of that moping. Thanks for watching, and be sure to join us again next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is doze. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Phil!
I think doze means to dangle from a robot, like Toby was doing in that last clip?
Nope, anyone else? Okay, give it a shot, Emily.
Doze means to nap or sleep, kind of like you're doing now.
Sorry, can you define doze for me again?
It means to nap or sleep.
That's correct!
Are you okay?
I've never been better! I don't know why I stayed up all night knitting these earmuffs. They're way too big for my cat. Anyway, congratulations, Emily! You are today's winner! Huggy, show her what she's won! An official Word Girl waterbed! So that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words communicate and peeved. Just another ordinary school day. Just kidding. It's not an ordinary day at all. It's parent-teacher conference day at Becky's school. Yikes.
We have a very special and exciting guest that will be performing for you while the teachers meet with your parents for the teacher-parent conferences. Dun, dun, dun. I'm just kidding. Kind of. Parent-teacher conferences are just a way for teachers to communicate with your parents so we can help you become better students. Are some of you not familiar with the word communicate? Well, it simply means...
Oh, to communicate is to share thoughts or ideas with another person, like Miss Davis will be talking or communicating with our parents so they can learn from each other. Oh, I interrupted you, didn't I? Sorry. I'm sitting.
Anyhoozle, while the teachers have conferences with your parents, you'll be in here being entertained by an amazing performer.
Yeah!
Woo! All right, students, let's give a polite Woodview Elementary welcome to the amazing Rope Guy.
Hey, kids, are you ready for some amazing rope tricks? I can't hear you. That's more like it. You know, a couple guys in the front weren't even clapping. You and you. Now let's get this rope party started.
Yeah!
Hey, that's weird. I'm twirling this rope with my left hand, but I'm right-handed. I better fix that, huh, kids? Hey, rope! Oh, keep the music going. Oh, this doesn't usually happen. It's
a new rope. My mom's talking to Miss Davis. That makes me a little scared.
Do you mind?
Why?
I forgot to turn in my math homework last week.
Look, this is my personal space. And that is yours.
I'm the one who should be scared. I'm always interrupting Miss Davis while she's talking.
Yeah, that's way worse than anything I did. Thanks for making me feel better, Becky.
Oh, enough leaning! Blasted assigned seating.
Toby, aren't you a little scared Miss Davis will say something to your mom that would get you in trouble? She's always warning you about your robots.
I would be if I weren't a boy genius. You see, I thought ahead and built a special robot that looks exactly like Mother to attend in her place. Robots, is there anything they can't do? No.
But why would you do that? It's so dishonest.
But look, I got a B+.
That's very good.
For you, maybe.
Toby, if you're not doing the best you can, you should communicate with your mother, not send a robot to the parent-teacher conference in her place.
Sounds like someone's jealous that they don't have a robot parent to send in. Now, please, I need to monitor my Mobit. Get it? I combined mom and robot. Mobit.
We better go stop Toby's robot before it ruins all the parent-teacher conferences. Okay, let's not panic. We'll just have to sneak out as soon as Amazing Rope Guy distracts everyone with an amazing rope trick.
Just continue to watch. This part gets good. Just give me another... Oh, keep the music going.
Oh, this could be a while.
Meanwhile, outside Ms. Davis's classroom, the parents and Mobot wait for their turn to communicate with Ms. Davis. Mobot is blending right in.
Mr. and Mrs. Botsford?
That's us!
Welcome, Stan the Runner. Come right in. So, let's take a look at Becky's work, shall we?
Back in the auditorium.
Hey, who out there likes merry-go-rounds?
Yeah.
Great, great. Okay, bet you've never seen a rope merry-go-round. Come on, Amazing Rope Guy, you've done this a million times in front of the mirror. Hey, huh? Aha! Oh.
I hope during the conference, my mother gets to see all the art projects I made this year. She's an art lover, like me.
I hope my parents will get to see everything other than my art projects. They're art lovers, too.
I don't have a care in the world. Why? Because robots don't get peeved at a parent-teacher conference.
Peeved? What does that mean?
Peeved is when someone gets annoyed or upset. Like Toby's real mom is going to be so peeved when she finds out that a robot took her place at the parent-teacher conference.
No, she won't. I took care of real mother days ago.
Mrs. McAllister, there is no need to attend the upcoming parent-teacher conference because Toby is a boy genius and a perfect student. But you will still need to pick Toby up at the end of the school day. Thank you, robots forever. Good job, Toby.
Why did you write robots forever?
You wouldn't understand.
Hey now! These mistakes, they're all part of the show, you know. All part of the show. For my next trick, I need a volunteer from the audience. Anyone. Hands are going down. That's great. Here's one. Great. Thank you so much for your help, little buddy. And what's your name? And how old are you, Squeak? That's great. You don't look a day older than Squeak Squeak. Huh? Yeah! I'm back, baby!
Hmm. What is she trying to communicate in this piece?
Oh! I can't tell what it is! Is it an elephant?
I'm thinking it might be a tunnel.
I'm afraid in this case, there are no right answers. But no need to worry. Not everyone is a natural-born artist. And as I said, Becky is a wonderful student and is a pleasure to have in class. I mean, as you can see by all her gold star assignments.
Eureka! There's gold in them there papers!
Gold stars, that is!
Oh, honey!
Oh, it's been so nice chatting with you two. Oh, hi, Mrs. McAllister. Oh, please, come in. I guess you're next.
Hello, Miss Davis. I am Toby's mother, not a robot.
Oh, what smooth, metallic skin you have. True, absolutely true. He is. Let me show you some of his work.
These are very good, lots of robots.
Yes, yes, they are good, aren't they?
Toby is a boy genius.
He is a gifted boy. You know, my only real concern is, well, I would just love to see him show more interest in his schoolwork and less interest in robots.
Does not compute. Robots are good.
Oh, no. Mobot. What is happening? Ms. Davis has upset the Mobot. I'm losing control of it.
I have to find a way out of here so I can stop that robot. Hey! Psst! Bob!
Great. Looks like we have another volunteer.
Oh.
Come on, let's go.
I am Tommy's mother! Robots are good!
Oh, well, yes, robots are good. I certainly see where Toby gets his love of robots.
Robots are good! Robots are good! Robots are good! Robots are good! Robots are good!
Stop it, Mobot! Pull it together!
Oh, come on! Then fine! I don't need to be up here!
Yay! Yay!
Robots are good! Robots are good!
They are very, very good.
Mother, what are you doing?
I am Toby, Mother! Robots are good!
Toby, this is not your real mother, is it?
What? That's absurd!
Stop right there!
Word, girl!
Put down those files, Mobot! All of the students' Gold Star projects and A-plus reports are in there!
Robots are good!
Not all robots are good. I hate this trick! Whoa! Now I'm really peeved.
Hi, Miss Davis. Boy, the kids really loved the show today. I was just on, you know. So who pays me anyway? Huh? All right. You can do this. You can do this. This is what you're made for. Yes! Bam! That's a lasso! That's amazing rope guy for you! Look at this, everybody, huh?
Robots are free!
Bam!
Thank you, Word Girl.
You're welcome, Miss Davis. We wouldn't want any hard-working students to lose their gold star work before their parents see them, right?
We'll be having you back next parent-teacher conference. Pick up your check at the office. Toby, have you finally learned your lesson about robots?
I certainly did, Ms. Davis.
Next time, make sure Robot Mom gets less peeved when insulted.
I heard that.
Mother!
You're coming with me, young man.
And so, again, Word Girl, with a little help from Amazing Rope Guy and Toby's mother, saved the day from Toby's peeved robot. Well, if that's it, I just want to communicate this final message. Be sure to join us next time for another amazing adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on pbskidsgo.org.
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!